This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Treasury Chief Janet Yellen warned on Sunday that it is absolutely imperative, her phrase, that Congress increase the country's borrowing authority. She made the comments on ABC's This Week as the government faces defaulting on its debts for the first time ever. Congress last week implemented an emergency increase of $480 billion on the debt limit. That should delay any default until December 3rd. Yellen said it would be a catastrophe if the United States does not increase the ceiling on its current national debt of nearly $29 trillion. If lawmakers do not arrive at a solution before early December, the drama over the extension of the government's borrowing authority could play out again. Yellen said if the debt ceiling is not increased, 50 million older Americans might not receive government pension benefits. Families might not get tax credits for their children, and members of the military, in her words, won't know when or if they would be paid. A car bomb targeting a governor's convoy shook the Yemeni capital of Aden on Sunday. Several people were killed and injured in the attack, according to security and military sources. The local governor and agriculture minister survived what the Yemen State News Agency called a terrorist assassination attempt. Both are members of a southern separatist group. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but a spokesman blamed Islamist militant groups in a statement. Instability in the south complicates United Nations-led peace efforts to end the war in Yemen, which has killed tens of thousands of people and left 80% of the population reliant.